Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 310. I've got a question for you. What would you do if it didn't impact your weight? I want you to picture this. You walk in to your next doctor's appointment. You can't even remember the last time that you were weighed. So you step on the scale, you see that number pop up, and it's neutral. Your feelings aren't impacted one way or the other. You feel pretty level-headed. You step off the scale, you walk into that appointment, and you feel confident, ready to discuss the knee pain that you're experiencing. Feeling neutral about the numbers, whether it's a scale, whether it's a food label, that's what you really want, isn't it? Today, we're going to talk about what set point theory is, how it works, and how it can impact your health and well-being. Because with intuitive eating, your weight's either going to go up, it's going to go down, or it's going to stay the same. But my goal for you is that regardless of that number, you come out on the other side through this journey, feeling a more confident, a more vibrant you. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. What is set point theory? Set point theory suggests that the body will naturally resist attempts to lose or gain weight beyond this set point. It describes how the body is genetically programmed to stay within a certain range. So even as a person loses or gains weight, their body's going to compensate to try to get back into that set point range. It's estimated that the average person's set point can vary by 10 to 20 pounds, which I have definitely seen with clients in my private practice over the years. However, it can be definitely a larger range, especially if you have been dieting or you're a chronic dieter. You've dieted for many years. Your weight's gone up and down. Think about it. If you did not intentionally try to change your body, if you fully honored and respected those hunger and fullness cues, your body would find the sense of homeostasis. So how does set point work? Despite being called set point, I think that's not even a great name, it's actually not set and it can change over time because it's influenced by many factors like genetics, your environment, your lifestyle, hormones, aging, and even weight loss attempts. Diet culture makes us believe that we're supposed to be the same weight that we were in high school, and that's just not true. The body desires homeostasis. So homeostasis, just a little refresher, is this balance among all the body systems that's needed in order for the body to survive, in order for it to function correctly. So when you try to manipulate or control your weight, this basically causes chaos and your body fights back to regain that control and to keep your weight within its genetically programmed set point range. So what happens when you restrict, right? Or when you're trying to lower your set point, you're trying to lose weight. The metabolic rate decreases, aka your body burns less calories at rest. It needs less energy. It gets more efficient. It's smarter, but that doesn't work in your favor if the goal is to lose weight, right? What also happens when we restrict is that your thyroid activity decreases. And this is also related to metabolism. Leptin, the fullness hormone, that actually decreases while the ghrelin, hunger hormone, actually increases. And so with that ghrelin increasing, your metabolism lowering, there's a desire for, you know, higher calorie, more energy dense foods that increases. So biologically, your body is too freaking smart. Because if you were starving, your body's like loud, giving you cues to feed me because it wants to get back to that set point range. It wants homeostasis. This is why the majority of people who diet, they gain the weight back and then some. That's because the body increases weight a little bit higher each time to protect itself from future attempts of you messing with the thermostat. With every dieting attempt, the rate of weight loss slows down. And I've seen this in practice, but maybe you've seen it with your own experience as well. Over time, chronic dieting increases your set point weight range, and those biological responses we just talked about kick in, even though you're at a higher weight than usual. Weight loss in itself as a primary health goal is dangerous and quite honestly counterproductive. We know weight cycling can take a toll on not just physical health, but mental health, such as the increased risk of eating disorders, depression, chronic diseases like diabetes. So what is my set point? You're probably wondering, what is my set point? And it's very easy to get caught up in this. But remember, with intuitive eating, weight is not the focus. It will keep you in the diet cycle. Just know that when you eat based on your internal cues and you stop resisting, you stop trying to interfere with your biology by dieting, you will eventually get within your set point range. You might gain weight when you introduce foods that you've restricted for so long, but thanks to habituation, this goes away. And there's no way of truly knowing what your set point is. We can guesstimate. I actually do this with my private practice clients. You know, in my notes, I kind of guesstimate based on their history, based on where they're at, where they've been, their activity levels, right? All these different things. We've got a pretty good idea of what the range is. And over time, you know, going through the reboot bootcamp, they tend to get closer to that range. But again, there's so many factors that, you know, we don't have a crystal ball. We can't know for sure. So how do you overcome the challenges and the obstacles? Because acknowledging and accepting your set point can be challenging, especially if you have a history of disordered eating or chronic dieting, because the unknown is scary. And if you're feeling like, but I need to lose weight, I want you to know that that is okay and that is totally normal. At the end of the day, you're the boss. You know, you get to decide. You have body autonomy. You get to decide if you want to pursue weight loss. But I challenge you today to get curious about why the weight is so important. Give yourself permission to really think and expand your brain about what life would look like if you no longer worried about your weight. I would love to explore this topic with you a little bit deeper. I recorded a free training that you're welcome to watch. You just go to katiehake.com/masterclass. The recording is live. I recorded it last week. We had some tech issues, but posted the recording. You should be able to see that now. And again, I think it's really going to challenge your mindset in the best way. And if you're feeling stuck here, I truly believe that that training is going to just expand your thinking, give you a different perspective shift, and again, keep you moving in the right direction towards your goals. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.